Larry Simon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? Nice to see you. Well, that was wonderful.
Thank you.
How are you? Well, you look great as well.
Well, you know, you shouldn't say that.
Why not?
Because I could start to rely on it.
Oh, well, you must have heard that before in your life.
But you're also quite indiscriminate. I've noticed.
Oh, no.
You say it to just about every... I heard you say it to Howard Stern, and then I got really worried.
Today. I don't know about you, but we came to have a good time today. Anybody else? Yeah? How about you in the back? Did you come to have a good time today? Great. It gives me a great pleasure to bring to you a man who has, to his credit, 9 Grammy Awards and has sold over 170 million albums. How about that? Yes! Yes! And he's here today on this stage. He is also an inductee in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm, Riscaldi welcome to Al Green!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. so good to be here in Denmark. We just left the Glastonbury Festival, and we had a good time out there. And went all the way to Manchester. And tomorrow, we're gonna be on a 747 headed to Dublin.
One thing, ladies and gentlemen, it can only mean one thing. Pulpit Chair, let's talk about it tonight. As ladies and gentlemen, Tony Basilio live with you all across America, all across the world, as the Vols showed the power of Big Orange Country tonight in Neyland Stadium. Hello and how you be? Tony Basilio along with you. It is the Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. You are at your commercial free home for immediate fan reaction from Vol fans. And we're going to do this on your app at TonyBasilio.com after each and every home football and home, actually every football game. Home and away, and then during basketball season, we're going to do this after every basketball game as well, as we did last year during the Konzo Martin era. It's a great night to be alive and well. Just had a minor distraction here, just a shouting match with my son. As I bring Jeff Brock in here, I do want to remind you, our effort tonight, commercial free, is being brought to you by our friends at Smartway and Dalton Behring. It's the Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter. This is your commercial free home for immediate reaction from Vol fans after each football and basketball game. Spread the word for us right here at TonyBasilio.com. Smartway, everything for your home. Pay your way. Dalton Behring, your Prince Hydraulic master distributor, serving you around the world and on the World Wide Web, ladies and gentlemen, at daltonbehring.com. I invite you to get online now at 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. You can find me on Twitter at Tony Basilio. Again, on Twitter at Tony Basilio. As I introduce, and we're going to have a cast of thousands who will join us here tonight. As tonight on the program, from RockyTopInsider.com, we will be joined at some point tonight by Reed Carringer. Also, Christian Lundy, who's currently in Tennessee's locker room, will be joining us with a report and his thoughts. I'm going to bring Jeff Brock in here without further ado. Brocky, as I get you in, interesting night. I tweeted out some pictures from the evening. I thought it was a festive night. I specifically remember talking to you last year about this practice at this time last year, and I think we both agreed that this was a good thing. And I think tonight it was a very good thing. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great, Basilio. How are you?
Good, man.
Well, I thought last year it was a good thing, and it was also a bad thing because there was some indecision still at the quarterback position. Yep. And, you know, you had, like, some guys you thought, you know, the younger guys looked better than older guys and that type thing. So, but I think it was a better thing this year. First of all, off the bat, I guess the big concern now is the injury to Tavarius Salisbury when he went down.
Yeah.
And because, you know, what's really strange about it, Tony, this to play before that, watching him, I'm thinking, you know, this guy, if he could just be healthy, he just looks like a big-time tackle.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, he had the injury from last year, et cetera. So keep your fingers crossed that it's not as serious as it looked. But
can't overall, afford that. Can't afford that.
Nah, man. No. But and particularly at that position. But overall, I thought it was a really good night. Mm-hmm. I think it gives – I tell you what, I'm really impressed by the way they operate practice, mm-hmm. because there's very little downtime mm-hmm. for much of anybody, mm-hmm. you know. And but I think more from the fans' perspective, they probably didn't scrimmage enough to really keep
that's right.
You know, just for the people who want to be there to see, hey, you know, what Jalen Hurd can do and this and that. You know, you're not bringing people down and that type thing.
You know why they did that, Brock? I think that's by design. They just went out of practice. The last thing they want is a quarterback controversy, is a you get a long look at Jalen Hurd and you're saying, why is he not getting the ball early in the season?
Yeah,
this is what I saw him do in the summer.
That might have been a lesson they learned from last year, because they did more scrimmage.
That's exactly right.
So,
that's exact. And you know what? In the team periods they had, I thought that both the quarterbacks, for instance, I thought both those guys acquitted themselves well.
I agree.
Here's the thing about Worley, Brocky, that we know. He just doesn't throw, he doesn't throw a heavy ball.
No.
He just doesn't. And Peterman tonight, man, his arm is, boy, he looked really good.
Yeah, he's.
Didn't he?
This is a layman walking in.
Yeah.
They look like the two best quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if something's going on with Josh Dobbs' mind. Maybe he's studying too much.
He looks lost.
But he looks like a third-team quarterback
right
now to me. So, I mean, I'm pulling for the kid, but, you know, he just does not look like he's up to par with the other two yet.
No.
So, I tell you what I really enjoyed more than anything is probably just the wide receiver DB battles and that thing. So
when they were doing that team period on the goal line there, when they were just throwing the ball.
That was good stuff. So, you saw a little bit of good, you know, if the receiver did really good, then probably the DB, you know, but I'm really, Rashawn Golden out of Nashville. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks like a big physical corner to me that, once he learns how to play, he's going to be a really good player, and it's just completely obvious, but still, they're so much better at the wideout position now than they were this time last year with Pearson and, of course, Malone and, you know, Pig Howard coming back now, and Kroom, I think, is going to be Josh Smith. I mean, they've got some receivers, and, you know, you only have to talk about Marquez Norris. So,
what you really didn't get a chance to look at tonight, Brocky, is the tackle play. And how much of a factor it's going to be, again.
No idea.
Is it by design? Right?
No idea, man.
I don't blame them. Because if you walk in there as a layman, if you have a wide open practice and you scrimmage, if I'm playing you this season, I have somebody walk in there, or I'm looking online and I'm looking at that video. And if, when I look at that video, when people get a load of Tennessee's offensive line, I mean, here's a observation from Christian Lundy, who's going to join us here in a little bit. And by the way, Malone tonight had what people who have been over there this year are saying is one of his better practices of the summer. He turned it on tonight in front of that crowd.
I just think that might be the type of ball player he is. I think he kind of gets bored with mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing, because that's, you know, when you learn your fundamentals, et cetera, that's important. But I think he's just the kind of that guy that's, turn the lights on, let me play in front of people, and I'll show you what I can do. So,
couple of curious developments from tonight's practice, and I don't know what we draw from it other than it happened, but LaTroy Lewis tonight worked with the ones.
He sure did. I didn't
notice that. At defensive end, which is odd.
Yep.
And then there was one other development, and that's that Robertson tonight, who just moved to the offensive line, was over there at right guard tonight starting.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay there. I think he's going to win that job.
This isn't... I mean, you're talking...
I don't know if it's good or bad, man, but he's going to win it, I believe.
It is just an interesting time. Let me make a global observation here, because I tweeted this out earlier. And some people say to me, where do you get this? You know, our fan base during the whole Conzo Martin thing, and at certain times in other spots, gets maligned. Okay?
Yeah,
people,
I agree.
People like to talk about how we demand this and we demand that, and who do you think you are, and all, and the national media likes to tell you as a fan base, they define you. This is who you are.
Yep.
This is what you should expect. This is how you behave. Tonight, we have had, in six seasons, Brocky, one winning season, and it was a 7-6 year that ended with Virginia Tech smashing our face in down in Atlanta. And there was 40,000 plus, in my opinion, in that stadium tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
And those people, when Butch Jones asked them to be loud, and when they first walked in there, it was a festive crowd. It was an Intuit crowd. And you know what? At the end of the day, our fans should take a back seat to no one. Who else would turn out, Brocky, that strong.
For being so crummy recently?
for a practice like that.
Yeah. It was impressive. It was last year, too. It was a good crowd. So, you know, I hope they keep it up in the future, and I'm sure they will. It's easy to malign our fan bases in some ways.
Yeah,
and we talk about it, you know.
Right.
But at other times, man, as you said, during the Martin, hey, man, it wasn't our fault those guys dogged it for three quarters of the year. And
no.
The light came on. So I agree. But there's really, it's still at the end of the day, but Basilio, there's not many more fan bases more passionate than this, and they're just hungry for a winner. So
865-200-5402. To our phones we go. Our phones were lighting up tonight. I would encourage you to tell a friend, if you're finding us on this evening, for the first time, I would encourage you to tell a friend. We're going to go inside the locker room here coming up. I'll bring you some comments, some thoughts. And Butch Jones said this was a two-a-day. We had an intense practice this morning at 9:00. It was good to see our team come out and show intensity tonight. You know, it's very easy for fans to lose that. That's their second practice this evening.
Yeah.
Those kids in that sport work really hard.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do.
And there's not a wasted minute.
I thought about that watching it tonight, man. Like, this is the second time they've gone through this today. So they've got to be in shape. There's no doubt about that.
You got to really want to.
Yeah. You got to want it.
And if you're a senior, you haven't tasted a lot of winning.
Nope.
It takes a special somebody to go through that and still be out there fighting 4 years later. Boy, I hope. I hope there's something at the end of this rainbow for this team, don't you?
I do. I absolutely do.
So. Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Marsh, hello and welcome. As you'll throw out the first pitch tonight on our Smartway, Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
What's up, Tony? I hope my first pitch is better than 50 cents, but I'll give it a go. I hope Butch Jones can coach, because that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, that's well put.
I really do hope he can coach, and I took a couple things from the practice. Definitely Aaron Medley can kick the crap out of a football.
Yeah, he can kick it. He sure can.
And number two, Peterman is the number two quarterback. Whether he should be number one, number two, but it's obvious that Dobbs is sitting over there holding the clipboard on the third string, just simply by the reps is what I took.
You know, Basilio, it may not be all bad, because if you could get through this year with Whirley, if he could stay healthy, which I hope, or even Peterman, let Dobbs redshirt.
I would agree with that.
You know? So that's not
what would the harm be? What would the harm be in that? Yep.
I agree. And the last thing, the thing I was scared to death about, I know there wasn't a lot of tackling or anything like that, was Matt Darr. He kicked his third punt to Devin Young, earn your scholarship, Bearden back there. It looked like Devin Young was trying to, you know, was running the 40-yard dash at the combine to run out and catch that ball. And And that's what worries me is Matt Darn. He kicked a couple great balls, and then he kicked one looked like 35, 40 yards. I don't know if you all saw that or not, but that's kind of what I took from a little practice or whatever. But I really do. I mean, that was a lot of fun, and I hope, and I think Butch Jones for letting everybody come out there, and also I think Jeff Jarnigan did an awesome job up in the box, and Tennessee made a great hire with Jeff Jarnigan, and I think he'll do a great job. So that's all I got, TB.
Thank you.
He's got the voice for it.
He does. And what's interesting about what we're going to hear tonight, Brocky, these observations, is that for those that weren't at the practice, there were three things going on the field at one time.
Well, even more than that, a lot of times.
And so different people tonight are going to report and see different things.
Yep,
so I'll be curious to hear. Because to be honest with you, I wasn't looking at the kickers that closely. Were you?
I didn't see that the kick that he referred to as far as Dart goes. Dart goes. Now, I will say this. My understanding since he's been here is it's always been his leg's never been in question. It's been his inconsistency. So hopefully they get it cleaned up. But we'll see, I guess.
Couple notes here, and then we'll go back to the phones. Butch Jones... a couple things that he started his comments with tonight, courtesy of Christian Lundy. He said Butch talking very positively tonight about Todd Kelly Jr. and Jay Sean Robertson. Mm-hmm. He said what you saw tonight depth chart wise is not indicative of what you'll see versus Utah State. He said we were tinkering. We wanted to give some guys some looks in some different spots. That's what we did. He said the solidifying of the depth chart in terms of starting lineups, ones and twos, and that sort of thing will begin on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He said there are still a lot of positions where there are problems, and he quite frankly said we're going to have to recruit our way out of that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that tonight after the scrimmage. He also praised the quarterbacks tonight for their consistency. He said tonight's scrimmage was very, very important for Tennessee's kickers. He observed that there were too many penalties on the Vols. He said, and he's really not sweating what he is calling a poor night from the kickers because they have good legs. He talked about how it's just a late time in camp for them. He said there are no injury updates, but he did confirm that Salisbury is hurt to the extent they're not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
He went out of his way tonight to also praise Rashawn Galdon for the work that he did this evening. So kudos to you, Brocky.
Well, he just stood out to me. Now, I tell you, I really like Emmanuel Mosley, too. That kid is quick as a cat. And he's not the biggest guy in the world, but, boy, he'll fight. I mean, he'll put up a good fight.
Yep.
Now, I know that Marquez North and some of that short-yarded stuff got his way with him at least once, but I mean, that's really not.
And you can read that if you don't need glasses. This is what is an observation tonight from Christian Lundy. He thinks that Mike Williams is doing a great job and is right in line for that first corner. We'll see.
Yeah.
I tell you what, competition in camp never hurt anybody.
Yeah,
as we go back to the phones, and I'll tell you another thing I like about Butch Jones versus some other guys that have been here. Is that he's not afraid to shake that depth chart up. We saw that in year one.
Yep.
He's not afraid to pull a guy. There's no seniority with him. If you can play, you're going to play.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think you're going to see a ton of these freshmen on the field, whether it's special teams and second team and that thing. Now, there's going to be some starters amongst them, too, as well. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But I'm talking about, there's just going to be a ton of these freshmen on the field.
To the phones we go. Let's get Brian in here, and then we'll grab some more calls. Brian, hello, and welcome.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, Brian, great to hear your voice tonight.
Hey, thanks, man. I just want to call and tell you I appreciate this, man. It's so good to be able to sit back here in the back room, got the computer out and the TV turned down, and listen to you, man. What a great way to spend a Saturday night. I wanted to catch up on a few things, Tony. First, I want to be one of those first guys that said congratulations and let's keep this thing going. I love hearing you on the radio after games and practices, my friend. Vincent Dallas was able to sign on with Valdosta State, so kudos to Vincent. Good to hear him back in the saddle again.
That's good to see that. Good for him.
Yes, it is.
Good for him.
Also, did you notice how much of a body change two people, y'all talked about Emmanuel Mosley a while ago. Man, that guy really worked hard in the off season. I didn't hardly recognize him a couple weeks ago. Just if you pay attention, they probably put on 15, 20 pounds, looked still as quick as he ever was. And, man, does Worley look bigger to you, Tony?
He does look bigger. He does look bigger. He really does look bigger. Good for him. He's worked hard as well.
He has. Tony, have a good one, man. Wanted to put a word in there for you. And I appreciate your support with Another Chance. And let's help these boys win a bunch of games this year, man.
I think it's going to be great. Here's my expectation. My expectation on this season is for these guys to play better football. I don't know what the number's going to be at the end of the year record-wise. And I don't really think how do you say this without offending people? I don't know how important that is at this stage, Brock.
Man, I hate to say it, Basilio, but I'm right with you. To me, it's all about getting more football players
yep.
in here. Now, the more wins we have, the easier it's going to be for them to sign quality
yep.
players. And there's no doubt about that. But that's still my priority number one is more football players.
And if I'm Tennessee tonight, I call that crowd 50,000. I call that crowd 50,000 tonight. And I tell people, Brocky, we had 50,000 people at a Saturday night practice, not a scrimmage, an Allen Iverson, we're talking practice, man. You know, that is, if you can't recruit to that, and these guys can recruit to that, they are recruiting to it. And this guy is a really slick operator, no doubt about it. Let's get back to the phones, 865-200, and we are wide open for you now. So if you wanted to pick the phone up and you were experiencing busy signals before, as folks make their way out of the stadium tonight, and we're going to train people to hit that app this year as we're really going to promote. And I do want to remind you, this is just a test run. After football games, we're going to be with you for 3 hours after each game, and we're going to do this commercial-free. We're calling it the Smart Way Dalton Behring Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. This will be your commercial-free home for immediate reaction from Tennessee fans after each football and basketball game. And I do want to thank our friends at Smart Way. Everything for home. Pay your way. And also Dalton Behring, your Prince Hydraulic Master Distributor in Granger County, Tennessee, who last year sold 200,000 cylinders out of their Upper East Tennessee home. 200,000 cylinders. I invite you to get online tonight at 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402 on Twitter. At Tony Basilio, if you have something you want to add, we'll be sure and hear from you there. Let's, without further ado, jump back to our phones, and we will have some more comments. In fact, we'll have some Butch Jones audio for you later on tonight as we go. And I thank you, Jeff Brock, for coming in here and doing this with me tonight, man. You're a maniac. Let's go back to our phones. And Rocky Top Insider, they just tweeted out a second ago, Tennessee had 40,000 people watch a scrimmage. Vandy's home average this year in attendance in their glory year.
37, 38?
35,675.
Wow. Goodness.
That's why you should never in heel lose 3 years in a row to them, Brock, or
no.
2 years in a row,
no.
Or for that matter, 1 year in a row, right? Should never lose to those guys.
That's brutal.
I think
that dime's getting ready to turn, though.
So. No question. Back to the phones we go. Roberto's up next with us. Roberto, hello.
What's up, Rod?
Hey, man. Welcome, buddy.
Rocky, I'm a huge fan of yours. I think you're a totally elite caller and a great radio personality.
Well, I appreciate that, Roberto. Thank you, man. A legion of one. Thank you.
Indeed. I'm a total minion of yours. Guys, we suck. We're not good. Let's shoot straight. I'm the biggest sheep in your audience. We suck. That was a bad football team I watched tonight. Practice. Not good. Bad.
Yeah.
There is four players who can play on that team. Four.
Oh, I don't know about that. There are more than that.
I don't know how you could even tell that, Roberto.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
I don't like the two-touch thing. At least let them hit when it's the running backs. I will say this. One surprise for me, guys, was Polk He runs with good leverage and good pad level. He really does.
Yeah, he's gonna be. He gets healthy. He'll be a nice player.
He stood out to me as a guy who can play a little bit. But really, I mean, our wide receiving core is maybe the best. You could argue the best in the conference, and maybe one of the best young wide receiver cores in the whole country. I mean, they're really good. But did you guys feel the same way I did, that Peterman really got snubbed a lot tonight?
When you say snubbed, what do you mean? What does snub mean?
I don't think he took enough snaps. I think Dobbs got way too many snaps, and I think it's because Peterman was showing Worley up. Peterman looked awesome tonight. He looked actually like a serviceable SEC quarterback throwing the football.
I tell you what, his arm is. It's noticeably stronger.
He has that long Tebow.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people talk about Tebow release, you know. It's that elongated Tebow release, but as soon as he gets it above his shoulder, man, it is hot coming out of there.
He can throw it, Brocky.
I think he has more zip, but there was nothing. Now, I just didn't watch him all, you know. It wasn't like I stayed glued to those guys. But I didn't see any major discrepancy between those two at all. I mean,
you don't trust this guy, do you, Brock?
Right end zone in the south end zone that was an absolutely perfect throw. Didn't stand out to you at all.
Which one?
When he threw it on the pylon in the corner.
Which
end zone?
When they were doing the drill down there, he threw a beautiful ball down there, bro.
I mean, it was the best pass thrown all night. He put it on the back right pylon, on it.
On his penultimate drive, too, when they were working that team period, he threw a beautiful slant. And I'm sitting next to Keith Hatfield, and he looks at me and goes, wow. He goes, that was a really nice ball right there.
Yes. He was throwing good passes all night. And I maybe I'm just that guy that thinks Peterman's getting slighted, but he looked like the best quarterback to me, guys. And I said it yesterday, and I really believe it. Why in the world is this not a real quarterback competition? Because he's clearly the best thrower of the football out there. Now, maybe it's because of the Florida game, but that was on the coaches. And I think that's been established by everybody in this fan base. He should have never started that game against Florida last year, and he looks like the best quarterback on our team. And Dobbs should be competing with Wegzin for third team snaps. That's how bad he looks.
Boy, he looks lost.
Well,
that poor
I said
guy.
Earlier,
he looked
like a distant
tonight.
Third to me. Now, the other two guys, I really didn't see enough to say.
Okay.
Either way. But, you know, it wasn't like I watched every throw either. So, I just didn't zone in on that enough to say one way or the other. So, I hope we have two good quarterbacks. And that way, if Worley, you know, struggles at some point or gets injured, we can have a quality backup.
Two, you have zero, and everybody knows that.
But I will say this, Roberto, last year, and you really have to throw that Florida game. I know it's hard to get out of your mind as far as Peterman goes, but that was a brutal. I mean, that was, you talked about the depth chart in Butch Jones, Basilio, that was an overreaction on their part at that time of the year. So when they threw him to the Wolves against Florida.
Basilio, I'm going to get out of the way, but I will say this. Guys, genuinely, if we as a fan base can get over that Florida game last year, I really believe Nate Peterman's the best quarterback we can put out there and gives us the best chance at winning. And you guys were talking about how much bigger Worley looks. I don't know if you looked at Peterman.
Boy,
he got jacked in the offseason.
He's a man.
He looked huge.
Yeah,
he's 226. Well,
they all three look like good-looking athletes as far as their bodies. So,
thank you. Yeah, they all. None of these guys look like they were in Derek Dooley's weight program, Rocky. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
I think the bottom line. I mean, this is just purely speculation on my part, but my guess is just the management of the offense is where they feel so much better with. That's probably why he's a starting quarterback,
and that's okay. That works for me. Just tell me that. Don't tell me you're having a. Don't tell me we're. Well, I don't want to get in. I don't. You know what? Tonight's not the night to belabor that. But I will say, Peterman threw some really impressive balls tonight, and that deal's already been decided. And then again, it hasn't, because you and I both know behind that offensive line, and everybody who saw that tonight, saw that football team practice tonight, at least two, if not three, of those guys are going to be needed this year. It's just the way it is in this league.
Yeah.
At this level. Brock, at this level, how many times will you see a team of Tennessee's ilk with that offensive line throw one starter out there and he plays the snaps?
Yeah.
Is that going to happen?
No.
Chances
are high that it'll take at least two quarterbacks.
Yes. I mean, if those guys were getting paid, I would tell whoever was named the starter to invest in some Aflac. Because you're going to need some short-term insurance. But go ahead.
And I was just going to say, as far as Roberto talking about the – man, I don't know how you could watch that practice tonight and get a good evaluation of the overall team, because they never wasn't live enough to tell what the offensive line could do, the linebacking core. I mean, could you tell me anything about those guys tonight?
Tonight was
you can't strike anybody, Tony. You can't tell.
Tonight was a celebration of football is what it was. Yeah. It was a chance for the fans to come out, and that's what we're doing here tonight. As we're live with you, ladies and gentlemen, right now, and I hope you're enjoying the Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. And I tell you, we're commercial free. How do we achieve this? And I'm coming to, let's see, I've got Corey coming up next. I want to remind you, Smartway has everything for your home where you will pay your way. Everything for home, pay your way. And I will tell you this, you can go smartway.net. Everything for your home store where you will pay your way. Smartway is the everything for home store where you will pay your way. If you're short for words, I'm telling you, a way to say it is this. Smartway, the everything for home store. Located at 8416 Kingston Pike, right near the Bearden High School. You've got Wally World right there in the area over on Walker Springs Road. GoSmartway.net online. And I'm telling you right now, you need to go check this place out, because it's Knoxville's newest retailer for furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones, even tires, and products that are being sold in a way that you've never seen before. You may buy it today, pay in full, or you can choose 120 days same as cash and pay the cash price within the first 120 days, or choose a lease purchase rent to own, in which you're going to choose your payment amount and frequency and change it any way you want without the hassle of a new arrangement. And that's why we call it pay your way. Think about hockey, Brocky. It's like changing on the fly. No game stoppage with your friends at Smartway. So do it. You decide how you want to pay, and you will pay your way at Smartway. Go smartway.net. Back to the phones we go. As our next caller is Corey, who's up next with us tonight on the Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello to Corey. Corey, welcome.
Mr. Mann, application you got on the internet, I actually used it on my phone here. Just wondering how many people you've got from my proper Bucksnort, Tennessee, buddy.
Corey, right now as I look down at Bucksnort, Tennessee, let's see. I've got you, and there's a certain wrestler from Bucksnort, Tennessee. The great Jimmy Golden as well is listening.
So, yes, that's great. Tony, I didn't get a chance to come out there like I wanted to. Let me ask you two questions, and I'm going to make a comment. And it's not nothing I'm going to say vulgar, but you're going to get a chance, and I want to hear you say, get out of here. Now, I'm going to give you a little funny joke at the end there, and I expect to be slung off this thing. All right. Let me ask you this real quick. How did Jalen Hurd look tonight, Tony?
Brocky, Jalen Hurd, your thoughts?
Well, it's really hard to say because they didn't ever live tackle.
No live tackling.
Is this basically once they got to the second level, and whether it be a linebacker or a corner come up, and you know, it's just basically a solid hit, and they let go and let him go on. So, but man, he just the way he looks. Yeah, I mean, he's a. I'll tell you this, Corey.
Say it, Brock. Go ahead.
I hate to put this on any kid. To me, it's when we look back at Tennessee football, and there is a flip in the. Direction of this program, I think number one is going to be at the top of the list, the reasons why.
I do too. And you know what? Hear Jamal Lewis talk good about him. I don't know if you guys saw any of the interview there with Jamal Lewis, but hey, I was a huge Jamal Lewis fan. Tony, I know you was too. Love to see Jalen Hurd, not necessarily in the footsteps, but I'd like to see him make his own mark at Tennessee. What was the one question, and I'll make my little comment there at the end. Tony, what's the boy from Central, the white boy? That got hurt this year. He's a good receiver, played a little bit last year from Central. Is he hurt all season? What was his name?
Cody Blank.
Yeah, he's out for the year.
Yeah.
Tore his Achilles.
Yep.
Oh, bless his heart.
And you know what? Hey, at that level, an Achilles injury is a very difficult one to come back from.
Yeah,
it's about the worst thing could possibly happen to you as an athlete.
Well, you know, in the famous words of Tony Basilio, it's brutal. All right, we're probably going to sling me out of here, but you notice they got all the dug, them roads and streets around the campus. When I come down there, I notice they're named. You know, I expect if Dobbs steps it up and has a decent season, maybe becomes a starter, we can always let him have the overpass over there. See you, Tony.
Oh, we're going to aim an overpass after one of the quarterbacks, Brock. That's brutal right there.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I mean, that's a reason right there that you're going to tune in this year and get your fifth quarter fan reaction right here. As we go back to our phones at 865-200-5402, and there are lines available for you.
Just one quick comment.
Yes,
honey,
sir.
Tell me if you noticed this or not. Since I think, was he Bill Campbell? Was he not like the guy that was over the field for years? And
Bobby Campbell.
Bobby Campbell.
Okay.
I don't know what's happened since he's left. I don't know if they throw more sand on the thing or what the deal is, but that field is, it used to be pristine, and it's just not anymore, and I don't know why.
Really? What do you mean by that?
Well, just look at the way the chunks come up, and you know, this time of year, and the sand that flies. I mean, you used to never see that.
Well, I do know this.
Maybe they've done something different to it, did I?
I believe, and we have a caller who told me a few things about this the other day, and if he wants to call in and share it, I sure would love to hear it. But I believe the reason for that is that they have that field greened up 24/7, 365, because Butch Jones wants it for recruiting.
Mm.
And it's the same reason why you didn't see the folks from the have the jamboree on that field. They want that thing to look picture perfect because they have recruits coming in all the time. Part of that is they have resodded. They resod that field a couple times a year now, 2-3 times a year. So that might be what you're saying.
Maybe the turf is looser.
I don't know. That'd be a great question to ask somebody, though.
That's
an interesting observation on your part. So you think that more, because you've always been a guy that notices things like that.
Yeah,
me, I have trouble. I have trouble trying to figure out how to get somewhere. You're worried about how many chunks are coming up. So you're telling me that the sand, the turf looks more granular before he grabs
it. It looks more granular, and it already looks more worn than it ever did when Campbell was running the show. That's just my perception.
That's interesting. I wonder if they're using different turf or if it's the fact that it's so temporary now and what they're doing. And maybe the grass isn't as strong as it used to be. I don't know.
I don't either.
They used to let it go dormant. I know that.
Yeah.
And now they don't. Now they are in a process where, and I don't know how that, I'm not a scientist, so I can't explain it.
No, I'm not either, by any stretch.
Yeah, but they're resodding that thing constantly now, I do believe. 865, and I think it's to the tune of about $30,000, Brocky, every time they do it.
Ooh.
The arms race is on, man. Hey, you walk on that campus and everything is under construction.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable.
I mean, everything. There are cranes. There are cranes everywhere.
Yep.
Back to the phones we go. Let's grab Travis, who's up next with us tonight on the Smart Way. Dalton Behring, fifth quarter, fan reaction, Tony Basilio, Jeff Brock. Lines available for you at 865-200-5402. And I grab our next caller, who's Travis. Travis, hello. Hey, Travis.
The field does look slightly more worn than it did previously before they started keeping it active all year round. That's absolutely true. I was noticing some pictures that UT Sports put out when they were painting the end zones, and you could see brown spots in the end zone as they were painting the end zone on top of it. So,
well, that's really interesting because they're investing more money in it now. I know that than they ever have before.
It's not a huge deal, but it is. If you're really paying attention to that kind of stuff, you can notice it. One thing, the quarterbacks, I think Worley and Peterman are pretty much equivalent. Worley doesn't have the arm strength, but he makes better decisions with the football. Peterman about threw a couple of pick sixes tonight, one on the goal line and another at about the 50-yard line where he was trying to throw a comeback route and he was just late getting the ball out there and it almost got picked off twice. So
Yeah, Rocky, you're shaking your head.
A backer jumped in front of one of those.
You're shaking your head, yes?
A backer did jump in front. The one at the 50, I believe he's talking about. I know a linebacker is a shorter pass, right? And the backer jumped in front of him, right?
Yeah, it was a little hook route coming back, and the backer jumped in front of him because Peterman was late getting it out there. You can throw that pass. You just have to throw it almost before the guys come out of his break and turn around. You'd have to be out of your hand at that early. So, and Worley, I think, made great decisions. I think, actually, I would disagree with the initial caller there who said that the best pass of the night was Peterman. I think the best pass of the night was one that actually wasn't caught. It was Worley's first throw in the team practice where he threw the bomb to Marquez North, who just flat dropped it. So, I think he dropped it right in there. It was a perfect ball. And, I honestly, you're right. Behind this offensive line, considering how much of a sieve, that second unit, Tony, offensive line, is a sieve. It is a sieve. Like, I mean, it is just like snap the ball and get out of the way and let the defensive line just run past you.
Yeah, it's literally, you're better off going to the other coach and going, hey, we'll let you rush on three Mississippi.
Well, they ought to just, you know, they do this thing. They do this thing when they, and I don't necessarily like this, but they do this thing when they think the defense has jumped off sides or they just sit still, right?
Yep.
And it gets quarterback crushed every time because the defense just goes there and smacks him, right? And but I think that'd actually be better off just trying to make the officials believe they were offsides every time and just stand perfectly still every time.
Goodness.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous how bad the second team is, honestly.
Well, I tell you what, that left tackle position, that's going to be a real bugaboo, man.
And I tell you, another something else to think about Basilio is that car accident the Mosley kid was in and the leg injury and all.
No doubt.
Where would he – my guess is that he'd probably already been shipped to the offensive line.
No doubt.
As quickly as Robertson's moved
as
up.
As Robertson picked it up.
And Mosley being there.
So. No doubt.
Robertson looks like he's going to end up being a starter before the end
of
the
year. Yeah, I think he is.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. And he's played offensive line for what, a week now? If that doesn't tell you right there all you need to know about the quality of the offensive line we have in front of our quarterback this year, I don't know what to tell you. We never played real football tonight. So, what the running backs look like or how our linebacking core looked, I don't know.
Good luck.
Yeah, I don't know. Throw a coin in the air. Where did it land? Did it get a head or a tail? I mean, I can't tell you. So,
Travis, one thing I learned a long time ago in my radio career, because back in the 90s, I'd have been making stuff up tonight about how things looked. when you don't see anything and when you don't know, you say, you can't draw a conclusion from that. For instance, the guy who called in a few minutes ago and said, well, there's five players tonight on the field that can play. Hey, you're a better man than I am. Because, brother, I can ascertain very little after watching tonight's scrimmage. Very little.
The things I can ascertain are this. I think the quality of our quarterback play is going to be improved over last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think our receivers are significantly improved. I think, well, last year, Bino says it was the worst receiving corps in the history of football. And I tend to agree with him. It was really, really bad.
Yeah.
It was a disgrace that we were here to have a wide receiver corps that was that depleted. So, and it's going to be significantly upgraded, and our secondary is going to be significantly better.
Yep.
So,
I agree on all counts.
So those are all things that are absolutely going to happen. We're going to be better in the secondary. We're going to be better at wide receiver. As far as the lines of scrimmage and the linebackers and running backs, we never played real football tonight. But that was something you could easily see, even in just the skeleton passing drills, how much better we're going to be at throwing and defending the pass.
I agree.
They're
just more athletic at all those positions.
And like Butch Jones said, they're a class away from making that a reality at many, many more spots on this team.
I will tell you this. It doesn't look good for Terrell or Salisbury. I don't know the level of his injury.
It does not.
But I noted that after the practice, all the assistant coaches were coming up to him and kind of hugging him and patting him on the back. It didn't look like they were. It looked like they were consoling him for something pretty serious. So
yeah, unfortunately, my gut at the moment that I saw him go down that this is not going to be good. And
I hate it, man,
because we really needed that guy to at least be.
Well, we needed him. Although I'm not sure how much he was going to give us. If you had watched or kept up with the practice video stuff that had been put on Rocky Top Insider, the best website for UT news aside from the Tony Basilio blog on the internet. If you've been keeping up with the videos they posted, you would have noted that he's been moving pretty limber. He hasn't been extremely limber on that leg all fall camp. He's been pretty tender on it. He's been moving pretty stiff trying to, and I think, that old saying that if you try to end up doing more damage than good.
Thank you, man. You know, good talking to you, Trav. Thanks.
He just looks like a defensive tackle, and unfortunately, we don't have many other guys that really do.
Right.
You know, that's just the bottom.
I mean,
we got a lot of good-looking young defensive ends, I believe.
If you were to make a list, okay, of the guys you can't afford to lose on this football team, he is, and at a position where you can't afford to lose people, one of your legit high-level Southeastern Conference bodies, he's one of them.
I think before his injury last year, he was getting ready to become a really good football player.
Yeah, he was.
And then, you know, but that's what injuries do to you. So
no question. Let's listen to Marlon Lane here on the field immediately after tonight's festivities, and then we'll get ready to go back to our busy telephones here, as I remind you, here at TonyBasilio.com. You exclusively are enjoying tonight's Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction.
The atmosphere with the fans being in here, how different is practice?
It's a lot different. You know, we kind of used to the noise now because we played on big speakers at practice, but it's nothing like practicing in front of a live crowd, you know, getting into the practice. Everybody wish to practice like this with 50,000 people there.
And I know you've been around here long enough to know what the sport's like, but does it still surprise you when you roll in here on a Saturday night and see this many people just watch you guys practice?
Yeah, every day. You know, we didn't have this in the past, couple years. You know, and I would like to say just seeing energy of the crowd just keep us motivated and going. Make practice a lot of fun.
And Justin said, as far as the team stuff tonight, you guys are pretty vanilla, but just how did you think it went communication-wise and you know, how smooth you guys operated?
We communicated well with a whole lot of noise. You know, we didn't let that throw us off track of what we was going out here to do, and that's getting better on the little details that we need to do to get ready for the first game.
And you guys are still, the offensive line still juggling. I mean, you're in a good position to see what's going on up there. How does, look with Jay Sean moving in there, just a freshman?
I just say offensive line look the same. You know, even though we put new people in, we still seeing the same holes, the same intensity with the same people no matter where they're moving at. And we wanting to work with the offensive linemen, and they're getting us better.
How good was it to get a break from the grind of regular practice, come out here and have this in front of a crowd?
It was great. You know, like I said, we practice with the crowd on the speakers, just hearing them yell, but just seeing them in person and hearing their energy in person, it made us even practice even harder and better.
You think you and Hurd will make a good 1-2 punch?
We're working on it. You know, each and every day we're pushing each other, getting better, waiting for the season to go on and see what that do.
How do you think you guys are different? How do you think you'll complement each other?
We complement each other when we do good, but we mostly do when we bad. We get on each other worse. By him being here in the spring, he picked up a whole lot. So it's just mental and just finishing, and that's what we've been getting on each other about as one.
Well, it looks like there's not a lot of guys on this team in green, but a lot of them are in the running backs. Have the coaches been just beating the tar out of you guys, or what's been going on there?
Just our one out standard for the spring was being physical as the running backs, and that's what we've been doing, being in the green, it's still contact. It just let you know they're just out there running through plays. As long as we're not in red, we're good.
Has it been more physical? Because, running back, you're getting hit all the time anyway, so it's physical no matter what for y'all, but has it been more physical this year?
Physical is the game if you're playing running back. So I would say we just deliver blows and just keep going downhill, and we're going to have bumps and bruises. Being a football player, you're never going to be 100% injured.
Have you seen any difference in Justin since he won the job?
No, he's the same old Justin. All our quarterbacks is looking the same, and Justin going out there each and every day competing as well as everybody else. And, he got the star position. And if he go down, we still got a quarterback behind him that's do the same.
What do you think that says about him that he wins the job and, his competition going back to the spring and he kind of just keeps on going about his business?
To me, Justin, the same guy. Whether he's starting or not, he still has the same demanding voice. You know, he still come to practice and work out high energetic, just ready to go.
What about this atmosphere tonight? That put a little bit of more juice kind of for y'all going tonight. When you come out here for a practice and there's, 50,000 or something people here for it?
Yeah, it did. To be honest, it made it seem like a game when we came out the tunnel. So, you know, we wanted to come out here, and we practiced every day as a game tempo, and this made it even better, seeing the crowd out, and I figured we did what we had to do.
What do you, the timing of this being so late in camp, does it help kind of? Because I know you got some heavy legs, some dead legs going this time of camp after some two-a-days, even went this morning. But to get that kind of crowd, does that kind of pump you up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, every day we do recovery. We do cold tub as a team, so we refreshing our legs, and we've been well rested, and we just don't look at the day or what date it is. We just come out here and compete.
But did this crowd?
Marlon Lane, ladies and gentlemen, throwing some senior love at you, Brock. I feel for guys like him because everybody wants to see the kid play, but he's a nice, solid player.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. If he had another step to him in speed wise, he could be a dynamite back. But as it is, I think he's he runs hard. He gets positive yardage, and he's been a quality player.
Check in with me tonight on Twitter. Let me know where you're listening to us tonight. We've got Brent listening to us down in Murfreesboro.
Hmm, good deal.
We've got Ben Harper checking us out from New Lebanon, Ohio.
Ah, good.
So Ben, good to hear from you. And if you want to check in with us tonight in the Twitter sphere, we will. In fact, let's go right there because our friends at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics do tons and tons of business around the country, and you know they've been in the business of providing exceptional service, unbeatable prices for all their customers. And their deal every day is to promise more than can be. Actually, it's to deliver more than can be promised. Is that what I said? That's what I said. And you know, I told you earlier. 3,000 cylinders is what we've been saying on the air. The number is a couple hundred thousand cylinders is what they've sold. That's how much business these people do. Why do folks do business from them from all over the world? Why are they growing at the rate they're growing? Because they knock it out of the park every time. There is no quarterback controversy at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, ladies and germs. They will knock it out. They're in it to win it. Randy Dalton is all ball to the core. Online at daltonbearing.com. So if you're in that business, if you